Coaches Insight programs continuing here on Care Radio tonight. First go around in 2026. High school basketball back in motion. And we're joined now by Moore Hillmounts Academy girls coach. That is Luke Knoll. It's brought to you by Taco John's Exchange Bank and Amberwell Health. Well, coach, let's start here. The holiday break, it goes by quick. We know this. You get a couple of weeks off. You get that little bit extra practice time, you know, before and after the Christmas holiday. Do you feel like you got everything accomplished? Do you feel like the holiday break and that extra practice time was positive going into this stretch run here in 2026?
Yeah, it's always good for us when we don't have to, you know, kind of talk about an opponent and we can just kind of focus on ourselves and things we need to get better at. So that's always a great time because then you turn around in January and I think we have 10 games scheduled in January. So stuff's coming fast. So we kind of knew practice time would be few and far between. But even with the added games now, though, we played on January 2nd. So that's usually a quicker game than what we normally have, too. So it was even a little bit shorter practice times than what we're used to in a normal December. But overall, it was good for us. And it's nice to kind of just focus on us a little bit because we know that'll be kind of the last time we get the chance to do that before we get into really practice and game. It feels like alternating pretty much for the next 2 months.
Yeah, really the next 2 months, you're going 2-3 games a week, and that's really not including that, you know, mid-season tournaments, you know, coming up here in a couple of weeks. But you mentioned that January 2nd game. You know, we had some teams playing that first Friday, you know, right out of the new year, and you guys got a big win against Atchison County, so at least feeling like you had, you know, positive momentum from the extra practice time and then carrying that momentum in that first game against Atchison County.
Yeah, you're always worried about those games. You don't have school, you know, and it's just kind of a different routine. But I'm really glad, fortunate that our girls, we will bring them in or kind of before we leave that day and kind of do a mini light practice and shoot around, and they're all bought into that. So that kind of gets us woke up and kind of into game mode a little bit. And then, yeah, for being a January 2nd game, coming off a long break, we were really pleased with kind of our effort and how we started last Friday. So that was fun to get us started this in January. And yeah, after that, we got back-to-back 3-game weeks here coming up the next 2 weeks. So we know it's going to be, it was nice to get off to a fast start because we know it's going to be coming fast.
Yeah, and the fast start continued Tuesday night at home against Pleasant Ridge. Defensively, just so, so good, holding that Rams team to just 15 points, 53-15, you know, that final score. So it seems like defense has kind of been the key here in the first 2 games of 2026.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, all year long, I've been pretty pleased with our defense. I mean, we have several girls that are not only just very athletic, but really buy into defense and getting stops, and we can guard perimeter and inside both pretty well. So all year long, even the games we had a couple of close losses here this year, I thought we played decent defense. So defense has kind of been something we hang our hat on all year long, and it continued here beginning of Christmas, after Christmas break here. So we're fortunate for that because that'll help us as we get in this grind of the season. The defense always travels, and offense will come and flows a little bit, but if we can hang our hat on our defense, we'll be in good shape.
It's just so cool, you know, not really the storyline, but obviously, you know, when you play Jefferson County North, you know, there's a little bit extra something there, right? You know, you got your pops coaching the JCN girls. You know, I had a chance to talk to him earlier this week as well. But, you know, your second go-around, you know, the first time you guys played back on December 16, you know, that was a 3-point win for you guys. That was a close game. This JCN team, they feel like they're picking up some good momentum right now. They've won 3 of their last 4. This will be the league contest that'll go down, you know, in the tally column, you know, with the league standings. But you get them at home on Friday night. Just always fun, I'm sure, to see the pops on the other side. But a little bit extra something there, right, when you play JCN?
Yeah, it's something people love to talk about both and before the game, after the game. And honestly, I think him and I both kind of really treat it like any other game except for after the game. I think I talk to him more after the game than I do really any other visiting coach we play. So, but before the game and during the game, it's really not something we probably pay much attention to or recognize. I'm sure other people do. But after the game, yeah, we definitely discuss a little bit more than what we normally would with the visiting coach, I think. But it's always fun. I obviously learned a lot from him, and that's part of the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. But they kind of jumped on us last time we played them there right before Christmas break. They, for 3 quarters, they kind of had us, and I think we were down 14 at one point. So we're kind of fortunate to get kicked into gear in that game a little bit and come back and get that one. But they're an athletic team. They play hard, and they do a lot of things really well, and they got us for a good 3 quarters last time. So we'll have to be ready from the get-go this time, but we're fortunate we get them on our home floor, too, and that's something we always like to have.
It's going to be a lot of fun Friday night. That is Moore Hillmounts Academy girls coach Luke Knoll joining us. They get Jefferson County North, as we mentioned, on Friday night. A lot to take in there, but should be a great matchup once again. Again, first go-around back on December 16, it was a Ravens 46-43 win. Now it's the league contest coming up Friday. As Coach mentioned, they'll get JCN on their home floor. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much for the few minutes this week, and we're off and running here in 2026. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.